Hey, if you love Roll For It, watch the cast live every week on Twitch as we continue the story. That's twitch.tv/rollforitpod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, this is Jake, the DM of Roll For It. Well, not right now, but, you know, usually.
And this is Kelsey, the producer and editor of Roll For It. And we just wanted to drop in and say thank you so much for listening to 21 Mump Street.
21 Mump Street.
It's been so much fun to edit. They're so funny. We hope you're loving it as much as we are.
We love you, 21 Mump Street cast. You're so perfect.
We're also doing a cool thing on Patreon right now. It's quarantine. Everything is super digital, so we wanted to make things a little bit more personal. We are going to send little care packages for the holidays to all of our patrons, because everybody likes to get stuff in the mail.
If you're into stickers and then like other surprises, then you should sign up for that. All stickers are pretty cool, but ours are like top tier.
Because they have mumps on them.
What?
They do. Shh. It's a secret. Patreon.com/rollforitpod.
/rollforitpod. Do it if you can. We appreciate you so much just for listening.
Bye. Enjoy the show. Say goodbye.
Peace.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roll For It. It's a fast-paced D&D podcast featuring random monsters and epic adventures.
You're listening to a super-duper special bonus episode about our characters from Season 1 and some brand new characters as well.
This adventure takes place after the events of Season 1, so if you want to hear more about how we reached level 10, go listen to Season 1 of Roll For It.
If not, don't worry about it. The story stands on its own and should be an excellent journey for D&D veterans and newbiecorns alike.
We're all so excited to be here, and we couldn't have made it happen without our listeners. So thank you for tuning into this special episode of Roll For It.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 2 of this weird in-between season 1 miniseries, 21 Mump Street. I'm Justin Borak. I'm a Chicago comedian, and I've been DMing for a long, long time. I helped put this big old story together with Jake and Kelsey, and I'm so excited to be a part of the Roll For It universe, ruining it one session at a time.
Do you guys want to intro your characters in a couple sentences for people who have not heard season 1?
I'm Amy. I'm a filmmaker and a sci-fi fantasy nerd and a board game and video game lover. I am so happy to be back playing Havilar, the dragonborn barbarian. Havilar is a royal bodyguard to the Princess Violette. She has some rage issues because of her dark childhood, but deep down, she's a big softie at heart.
Hey, everybody. I'm Kyle. I'm an actor in Chicago, and I play everybody's favorite dummy, Mumps. He's a young halfling bard with a huge heart and a little bitty brain. And, of course, he has his best friend in the whole wide world, Durbin, who is somehow also in season 2, and I really have no idea how that happened. Jake, provide us with answers, please. I met Havilar and the princess as a musician, playing on Violet's wedding day. Listen to season 1 to hear how that fell apart. And now we're all best friends.
Hey folks, my name is Betsy. I am an actor and a fire dancer in Chicago. I also work on a podcast with the wonderful Amy called Stereotyped. And I am playing a character that is brand new to Roll For It. And her name is Celine. She is a moon elf druid. She is under 5 feet tall, 174 years old, and 95 pounds. So she's a tiny little thing. She has bright violet eyes, this like alabaster skin with like a hint of lavender, blue hair with silver streaks in it, and a number of tattoos around her eyes and a number of piercings. She uses them to mark different parts of her life. She has Magda, her little saber-toothed tiger best friend.
And a quick recap before we get things started. Last time, Havilar and Mumps and their beloved mule Durbin left their comfortable home at Castle Viahara to take a quick vacation from duty and sorta from the Princess Violette. and also sort of to escape a riot that they started. On the road to a new city, Lexington, the party was attacked out of nowhere by a strange half-clockwork cowboyish magic man who cast a spell to cripple the party and kill Durbin. I'm a bad, bad guy. Before escaping through a portal with Durbin's body. Havilar and Mumps pressed on, hoping to find the psychopath and avenge their friend. But they instead met Selene, a wood elf druid who was also distraught and seeking her beloved lost pet, a saber-toothed tiger named Magda. With only a few scraps of paper that the villain left behind as clues, the party now approaches Lexington. They seek not only the evil mule murderer, but also the diamonds they need to cast Raise Dead on Durbin when they find him. So let's get right into it, my home dogs. You guys head into Lexington. The outside is a small mountain town. It's the light side of Lexington. Small little cabins. The hot stone spa. The place that you guys have a Groupon for.
Oh, you have a Groupon for Lexington?
Selene, kind of begrudgingly, after having not the best interaction with you to start, leads you to a big opening in this mountain. And as you go through, you see the inside of this mountain has been fully hollowed out.
Welcome to my home.
You see skyscrapers and apartment buildings lined with luminescent blues and reds and yellows and purples.
It's kind of like if Dark Crystal and Lisa Frank had a baby.
Stalactites and giant crystals growing from the ground and floating luminescent mushrooms. Rock walls with that dripping liquid that Mumps, you ate a little bit ago. And
got... Mumps ate the goo?
Yeah, he just took some poison damage, but...
Are you talking to me? Because I'm like focused on my own thing right now.
Oh, that's very funny.
You see people everywhere. You see people coming from juice bars. You see people coming from CBD shops. The very classic hipster-y scene. You hear from every tavern and bar shitty EDM music playing.
Excuse me, we don't like to call our music shitty. Thank you very much.
You hear SoundCloud EDM playing. You see a guy with a big trench coat open it up and go, illegal mushrooms! I got illegal mushrooms here! Any drug you want, I got it! You see a dude buy a mushroom and jump face first into the river and just, like, sink in slowly.
Okay, don't buy any of the, quote, illegal mushrooms from anyone because I have the hookup, okay?
You guys need some illegal... Oh, Selene!
No, Bob, we do not need any of your stuff. It's garbage.
Okay, fine. Let me know if Ellen's making anything new, because I feel like I got to add something of these to keep selling.
Okay, but you got to take a sacrifice to Saw.
Fine, okay. I'll take a sacrifice to Saw. Jeez, don't cram it down my throat.
Okay.
Does anyone want mediocre, illegal drugs? As he's walking off. You see a bunch of temples, and Selene is leading you guys towards the Temple of Saw. Saw, the very much lawful good god who runs the astral plane. As you go in, a guard at the front door goes, oh, Selene, you're back. How have you been, my friend?
I am actually here to see Ellen. Is he in his shack?
And he looks over at Havilar Mumps. Yeah, he's in his shack. He's doing, you know, the normal Ellen thing.
Okay, they know about the drugs.
Illegal drugs.
All drugs have been decriminalized.
Well, then why was he saying when he opened his trench coat, illegal mushrooms?
Illegal drugs are the drugs that you don't want to do. They're the black market drugs.
Like, if you take one of Bob's mushrooms, you might turn into a pineapple.
Oh, that's...
Selene, do you remember when I turned into a pineapple at that party?
Someone almost ate you.
Yeah, it hurt. You can go back to the shack.
Has he blown anything up today?
No, I haven't heard one. And he goes, we spoke too soon.
Yeah, well, maybe he had a breakthrough.
Hmm.
So I lead them through the Temple of Saw.
And you get to this backyard behind this temple, and you see a nice little white fence, black grass, and a black shack. And there's embers and smoke coming out from it.
Hello, the house!
The house says hello!
Hi, Ellen.
He runs out in his, like, white but now burnt to crisp apron and these big goggles on that you would see, like, an old-timey pilot wearing. He comes out, he goes, hello, my friend. How are you? And where's my favorite tiger? Oh, no. He pulls you in and gives you a kiss on the cheek. What is wrong, my sweet?
She was murdered.
Oh my God. How? Who? What can I do?
Hi, I'm Mumps. It's nice to meet you. Look, we're all just a little stressed. We got some high tensions running through.
He runs into the shack and grabs a couple little mushrooms, puts them on a plate, and goes, does anybody need one?
No, I want to find Durbin. I don't want to do drugs. Time is of the essence.
The small one, how has his chakras been?
Oh, Alan, they're so bad.
Oh, no, they're bad. How can I help?
We have this, and I pull out the piece of paper and hand it to Ellen. We have this card that was left at the scene of the crime.
He gave you a card?
It was very professional, very businesslike. Can I see it? Can I see it? Can I see it? Can I see it?
Ellen pulls you over, Celine. He turns it over and he looks at the little crack in the wall with like the little goo spots kind of coming out of it. And he goes, that looks a little bit like the cracked cavern, doesn't it?
It does.
The cracked cavern?
We used to be a mining town, mainly crystals in the old caves. You could do some crazy stuff with those crystals. But one day the cave fell in on itself, and now instead of the giant opening to the cave, there's just a little slit in the wall. There's a tavern right over there, and just behind it, the crack in the wall should still be there.
Thanks, Ellen. Do you still have that diamond?
For Ray's dad?
Yeah.
I don't have a diamond, but Bigsby owes me a favor.
I love Bigsby. I'd love to go see Bigsby.
Good. He looks back at the two of you, Halar and Mumps. Are you sure? I can't do anything for you? I have a lot of stuff.
Mumps, I think we better just go outside.
We're just
going to
leave now. So, like, thanks, but bye.
You're so rude.
Yeah, so I'm leaving. I'm walking.
So I wait until Mumps is gone again, and I'm like, so this mushroom, if I eat it right now, what's going to happen?
It's crazy.
Do you have like a couple more that I could just keep for later, perhaps?
Absolutely. He pulls out like a 10-gallon bucket, and there is mushrooms and pills and little vials of liquid. He goes, this is my fuck it bucket. and it's just like one of those days where I'm just like, fuck it, I'll just take something.
Yeah, I think I'm having one of those days.
Yeah, you take a handful. Yeah, you take a handful of just random drugs.
Trick-or-treat nightmare.
Yeah, 100%. If you take any, just take notes to bring back to me one day, because I would like to know what they do.
Oh, okay.
Celine's gone too, so he goes, Celine has been my mentee for years. I love her like a daughter. Just with all of your ability, make sure to take care of her if things get bad, and come back to me if you need anything, okay?
Well, I will, Ellen. Thank you. And then I catch up with Mumps and Celine.
Okay, I'm going to take you to my friends, but you must be nicer to him than you were to Ellen. Otherwise, I'm not going to vouch for you, and he won't sell you a diamond.
Mumps?
Well, I'm looking to buy his diamond. I didn't go in there looking to buy all those drugs.
How dare you come into my town and insult the way that we live?
And I walk away and I start walking towards Bigby's.
Mumps, you follow, and Avalar, you follow Mumps trying to talk some sense into him. And you guys are brought to like a little glass hut. It almost looks like a mini Apple store. Lining the walls are different jewels, rings, and bracelets and necklaces. And you see this big glass gem golem standing behind the counter. He is made up of crystals and gems of every color. As like light hits him as you open the door, a rainbow is cascaded through the hall, and he goes, oh, Celine, my friend, how are you?
Some asshole murdered Magda in front of me today.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. What can I do for you? Do you need some
diamonds? We need diamonds.
Mumps.
Well, he asked, and so I said. He said, what do you need? And I said, diamonds.
God, what? I told you to be nice.
Okay, well, look, I know that pleasantries are, like, totally awesome in the world, and, like, I would really love to be as upbeat, great, a positive person, but, like, I have a lot of shit on my plate right now, and, like, I'm really not in the mood to, like, deal with everyone's attitudes, even if they're nice attitudes. Like, I just don't want any attitudes. I just want to get to the point. I just want to get there, and I want to find Durbin. I want to save Durbin, and turns to the crystal rock golem monster. Look, Mr. Crystal Drug Man, I need diamonds. I need diamonds. Please, can you help me get diamonds?
He puts his hand on you, and even though it's like giant and rock and probably could crush you in like one clench, it feels kind of calming. How much do they need to be worth?
They need to be worth 500.
He walks to the back, pulls out two diamonds, huge, like Kim Kardashian, Kanye West diamonds, puts them on the counter, and he goes, 1,000 gold and they're yours.
Okay, so Ellen told me to tell you that I am here on his behalf to cash in on that favor.
Oh, no, is she talking about the poker? Oh, that Ellen. I guess you owe me 300 gold for both.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank Ellen.
And I look at Mumps. I'm like, so, do you have it?
And I turn to Havilar and I go, hey, Havilar, do we have it?
Well, we only brought enough money for the Groupon.
Oh, my God.
I would say the most you guys have is maybe like 20 gold.
In that case, I would like to barter.
So what I hear you saying is neither of you have money.
Whoa. Hey there, Celine. What we have is better than money. I would like to show you this. And I pull from my pack Dust of Disappearance.
Oh, is it drugs?
It looks like drugs.
It's the best kind of drug. It's a drug from where we come from. When you take it, get this, you turn invisible.
I don't know why I would need to turn.
It's an out-of-body experience because it's like you lose your body.
Make a persuasion check.
Okay.
Oh, I got a 25.
Oh, man.
I guess that would be nice. Okay, fine. I will take it, and the diamonds are 150.
So
it's a real shame that someone has decided to be so rude to so many of my friends, because I might have been able to cover your share of your diamond.
Celine, if a certain someone would apologize, do you think that perhaps you might be so kind to lend us some money so that we can save our beloved friend Durbin?
Yes, because that's the kind of person that I am.
Oh, Celine, that's so kind of you. Mumps?
Are you talking about me?
Do you want the money or not?
I mean, I want to help Durbin, but like, this is also just really hard for me. Like, I'm just under a lot of stress and I don't really know what I'm doing. And this is...
I told you Mumps. That you needed to open your third eye, but you didn't listen.
Oh my god. You know, just give me the drugs. Give me the drugs. Havilar, give me that mushroom in your pocket. Is that more mushrooms? Did you take more mushrooms?
These are my pockets. And I take a mushroom out and I shove it in Mumps' mouth.
Well, if you didn't want me to get in there, then you shouldn't have made your pockets at my eye level.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mumps, roll a intelligence saving throw for me.
An intelligence saving throw. Oh, God. I have -2 intelligence. Oh, but it's a 16 because I rolled an 18.
As you consume this mushroom, your eyes go black. Bigsby goes, oh, this is going to be fun. Mumps, you find yourself in like this inky black void. You don't hear much noise around you. You just hear your feet hitting this wet, dripping black liquid ground. You see a creature in front of you, Durbin. Totally fine, not hurt. Looks at you, doesn't open his mouth, but you hear a voice in the back of your head saying, stop being a dick. Come and save me.
I can't tell if this is supposed to be like comforting or if it's a guilt trip, because like, man, Durbin, you're like...
You're my best friend, so I feel like I should say it. You know what I mean? Like someone should say it.
I get it, Durbin. Yeah, you got to call me on my shit. You know me better than anybody. Like, we go way back.
I got you. 100%. I mean, 100% we do. And hey, I mean, and look at what my neck can do. And he like spins his neck like an owl in a circle. It's crazy.
Be careful. I don't want to vomit up these drugs.
As you say that, he like puts his hoof out to touch your hand. And right before it can, he falls to the ground. And you see this black chain whip out. And you hear gears turning as he's pulled deeper into the void. But he makes eye contact with you one last time and just goes, I believe in you. You come back.
Wow. Merciless.
Mumps? Mumps. And I'm shaking him awake.
Havlar. Oh, I had a dream and it was terrible and also great and you weren't there. And you, Celine, you weren't there either.
Okay.
What happened?
Right. Okay. I guess I'm thinking a little more clear-headed now. I really let my emotions get the best of me. Celine, you know, we're like in the same situation. We both had our best friends like taken from us and it's just like really stressful and I didn't really consider your feelings. They're like my own feelings and I just I'm so sorry. And like, we could have been like total besties and I ruined everything and I'm so sorry. Can I hug you? I need a hug.
Can I give you a hug? Yes. And Celine wraps her arms around Mumps and just lets him snot all over her shoulder.
This might be the drugs talking, but your hair smells really good.
Thanks. I condition with lavender.
Okay.
And I pull out my pouch and pay the 150 and throw in another little 10 because I know that he's giving us a good deal.
He gives you a hug and a kiss on the cheek and he goes, be safe, okay?
Goodbye, rock person. Have fun being invisible.
Oh, yeah, thanks. He snorts it and immediately disappears. Yeah, you guys head out.
Now what?
Now that we're all friends, you could come rest at my place. I can make you some dinner. And you could, well, you must take a shower. It needs to happen. You smell like the goo.
He did have the goo.
Oh, man. Why did anybody tell me smell like goo?
You go to this little, it's a little loft right around the Temple of Saw.
You walk in and there are lots of neon colors. And most of my chairs are actually just cushions that are on the floor.
I can see that. I'm very large, so there's just not a lot of room for me in general.
It's nighttime. You guys take a long rest.
Can Mumps sit like in the windowsill and stare up at the moon and start singing that song from American Tail?
Beneath the pale moonlight, someone's thinking of me and loving me tonight.
Somewhere out. And that kind of leads into this. Mumps, how are you feeling?
not good, but the drugs did help, and so did the bathing.
Havilar, how about you?
I'm exhausted. There's been so much emotion happening. I throw a pillow at Mumps on his like fifth rendition of Somewhere Out There, and I'm just sleeping.
Oh my god. So you guys get your long rest and head over to this cracked cavern. You get over to a old tavern. Pretty normally you're hearing some music and some dancing. And you head over to a wall right next to the tavern. This big rock wall that kind of surrounds all of Nightside Lexington. And there's a big crack in it with rock rumble all around it. And in the crack is kind of seeping this goo. You can see a little opening in the crack. You know, not super big, but big enough.
Is this goo the same that has been the goo all over the place?
Or is this goo tastier?
I got a 21 for insight.
All of the goo that you see, it's basically a guaranteed bad trip.
I mean, Mumps, if you wanted to try it, like, I don't think it'll kill you, but it might shift our adventure a little bit.
Are you still on drugs? Like, what is going on with you?
Mums, I didn't sleep very well. You all were singing all night long. I feel like I want to make a beeline for this crack right here. And I...
Yeah, let's stop getting distracted. Let's get in this crack, y'all.
Havilar, I'm not really sure how we're going to make you fit.
Use my strength. I'll just do an unarmed attack.
You give it a good punch and it starts to open up a little bit more to where you might be able to fit through this crack as well.
Jesus, you're just punching rock, Havilar. What did she give you, bath salts?
This is me in my most natural habitat, mumps. And I gleefully am punching the rock over and over again. Wait, bath salts, will they make me stronger?
Oh no, God. No, Havilar.
Can we get on
Havilar
with this,
no.
please? Like, Durbin's like totally dead and needs us.
And I just go through the crack.
Go ahead and roll a dexterity check for me with advantage as you kind of push your way through this now larger crack. Mumps got through this quicker than everybody else.
Yep.
You start to fall down this big rocky slide, and then Celine and then Havilar follow suit as you guys are all tumbling like an avalanche down this cavern. And let's talk about how this is gonna work. So, as you're going down, you see like a fork in the road. Whoever's in the front, which right now is Mumps, is gonna pick right or left.
Right.
And all of you guys are going to make dex checks to try to go off in the same direction as you're falling down this hill. Mumps, you go right and the both of them fully fall the other way.
Oh.
Mumps, you find yourself in this dark room. You see across the room is another opening as if the slide continues. But in the middle of this room is this big puddle.
I don't trust puddles because like I'm a real small guy and I think I can hop into it and it'll be fun and it'll splash and everything. And the next thing you know, I'm up to like my neck in puddle. I would like to leave the puddle be and go to the other side.
So this puddle takes up most of this clearing. You're going to have to stealth if you want to try to get around it without touching the water.
Oh, and then let's stealth away.
As you try to get around it, tiptoeing right against the wall, you feel your foot slip as it hits the water. This big tentacle wraps its way around your leg. Go ahead and roll initiative for me.
So I see a tentacle. Do I see a creature attached to the tentacle?
You can roll a perception check if you want to. You see for a split second an eye open and close.
I would like to try and stab the eye.
You can stab the tentacle. If you want to stab the eye, you're going to have to get underwater close enough to the eye to stab it.
I'm pretty good at acrobatics. I'll take that chance. Holy fuck. That's a 31.
With a 31 acrobat, you swim down to this eye and you get really close as it opens again even wider. It's almost the size of you, this one eye. And you can go for it and stab it if you want.
It's an 11.
Oh, that is so close. Ugh. You swing your dagger down and it doesn't quite nick the eye, but you're still right in front of it. That tentacle is going to try to grab you a little bit tighter. Does a 21 hit?
What do you think, Justin? Yes. Yes, a 21 hits.
You see a mouth and a lot of little tiny razor sharp teeth. It does do another 4 bludgeoning damage to you as the tentacle sucks tighter.
Lovely.
Roll an escape check for me. You break off its tentacles as it falls away and some ink disperses out of some of its little pockets.
Hey, I'm going to stab that eye. Like, don't think I'm just going to get away now.
As you stab into this octopus's eye, the white of the eye fills with blood. You do 14 damage and you see the tentacle that's been coming at you wither away and the eye start to go down into the water. You look around and you see maybe 40 or 50 tentacles just like that one lining the edge of this deep, deep pool.
God, I hate puddles. I would like to try and swim to the top and try to get out.
Go ahead and roll an acrobatics check. Let's say DC 15, you can get all the way to the exit of this room.
It's a 16.
I have a plus 12 acrobatics, so that's how bad that roll was.
Oh, God. You swim out and literally four or five tentacles shoot out of the water and go for your legs as you fall face first down this rock tumbly slide again. And we are going to go over to Celine and Havilar. You guys tumble your way into this clearing. You can't see too much, but you do see in the middle of the room a pile of what looks like fur and stuff.
Fur? If I have dark vision, that doesn't help me at all.
Yeah, with dark vision, you're going to be able to see. It's a pile of like a bunch of dead animals.
Oh, joy. We picked the winter room. Where mumps go? Mumps!
Mumps?
Small one!
He must be in a different cavern.
Oh, gosh.
Perhaps we just go around this pile of fur. Don't look at it very closely. We don't...
It's definitely dead animals.
We don't need to know.
But I feel like, what if Magda is there?
Well, all right. How about I'll go check the dead animals?
Okay. I'll just stay over here.
That's right. You stay here and I will go check. And what would I roll, like investigation?
I have a cantrip. I'll cast Produce Flame so that we can see a little better.
Can I have advantage because she cast
a flame? I'll give you advantage.
Good, because I rolled really bad. 15.
To get closer, you see all these animals that have little gears and little metals put into their skin.
Ugh.
You start to move different animals out of the way to see if you can find Durbin or Magda. And as you push away this dire wolf, you hear a... You feel twitch of its paw on your hand.
How's it going?
Celine, we need to get out of here now.
Whoa.
Where's the exit?
Follow the light.
And I'm running after the light.
And as you run out, you hear a few click and clank, but you jump out just in time. And as you start to tumble down this rock slide again, you bump into Mumps.
Best friend!
Best friend!
Celine, you kind of led the way down this one. Why don't you say right or left?
Left.
Okay, sweet. Everybody roll a dexterity check for me. Celine barely falls left, and Mumps dives after. Havilar, you bop your head on the fork, and you fall right. Selena Mumps, you guys come into a clearing. This room's a lot less dark than every other room. But in the middle of the clearing, you see this black marble pedestal. And on top, two black long gloves with like a purple magical haze flowing off of them.
I'm not into the whole kinky leather thing, so maybe we should just like skip this room too.
But it's so pretty.
Do not be tempted. Do not be tempted, Celine.
But
if you want to stick your hands in the magical mystery gloves that could totally rip your arms off because they have teeth inside them, you do that.
I just want to look at them without getting too close.
You can roll an arcana check with disadvantage if you want to like try to make sure you stay far enough away that nothing happens.
A 16.
Ha ha ha.
A 16 with disadvantage?
I have proficiency in arcana.
All right, you got me. You get a vibe from these gloves that they will give you something positive.
Mumps, I know that you said they're dangerous, but I just feel good feelings.
All right, well, I'm going to stand way over here. And Mumps, like, backs up right to the edge of the drop-off. And it's like, and I'm going to wait for you here in case something goes horribly, horribly wrong.
I'm going to assume that perhaps this is a trap and use Thorn Whip, my cantrip, to whip them towards myself without actually going anywhere closer to this fucking pedestal.
You motherfucker. As you thorn whip the gloves. As you've defeated a simple trap. And now you have these gloves in your person. Do you put them on?
Oh, fuck yes, I put them on.
You put them on and you feel this purple magic start to kind of flow through your veins.
This is the musical episode.
You feel this purple energy, and you can now cast Mind Silver once a day.
Ooh.
You drive a disorienting spike of psychic energy into the mind of one creature you see within a range.
Ooh.
You can use it as a bonus action, and it doesn't count as a spell slot.
Bomb. Hey, Mumps, I got the power!
Wow, you've got purple veins.
Okay, we can proceed, though.
You guys start to tumble down this slide. Havilar, you fall the wrong way. Damage as you land directly on your head.
What?
And you're alone. and you don't see anything, but you do hear.
Hello? Hello? And I walk tentatively towards the whimpering.
And as you get a little bit closer and a little bit closer, you find the wall of the room and you look down and you see a little golden retriever puppy as it's sitting there whimpering, licking a big wound on its back left leg.
Oh no, little one. It's that evil cowboy has done this to you, hasn't he? And I scoop up the puppy. Totally. If it's a trap, it doesn't matter. It's done for. I've scooped the puppy.
Because you are so pure of heart, go ahead and roll an animal handling check with advantage for me. This puppy licks your cheek and it like nuzzles up into the crevice of your neck.
I'm giggling, but it really sounds like a growl from the dragonborn. I can't really do it, but it's something like... This was a good room. I'm looking for the exit now.
You slide down and you guys all collide again as you're going down the slide.
Havilar, do you have a puppy?
Are you purple?
Did I get nothing? Come on.
Everybody roll dexterity saving throws. Helene and Mumps, you guys fall off to the right. Havilar is so distracted by her new puppy.
Yes.
And as it licks your face, you realize you accidentally go off left. Mm. This room feels a little different. You cannot see or notice anything around you.
Oh God, I'm so scared. I've got this new life to take care of. I just want to move into the room cautiously and draw my great sword.
You take one step and you feel no ground underneath you.
No.
And you fall.
Oh God.
Mumps and Celine, you see a little drop off. You feel yourself fall off the edge and fall about 15 feet and hit the ground and kind of land on some blankets. And now Havilar, I'm going to need you to roll dexterity saving throws for me.
All right. This one's going to be good, you guys.
I believe in you.
And I'm also going to need you to roll one for your puppy.
Oh. So I got a 7 and puppy got a 13.
As you fall faster and faster, I am going to give you an option.
Oh, no.
Your puppy is tiny, and you both rolled under a 14, correct?
Oh, God, yes.
This fall will kill your puppy.
No.
I will let you take double damage if you want to hold your puppy tight.
I'm going to hold the puppy tight.
You're going to take double damage. So
seatbelt. I can handle it.
All right. As you fall through the air, you start to see Celine and Mumps down in this big open room. You feel yourself falling towards the pavement.
I don't have time to think. I'm just waiting for impact.
You hold this puppy tight and you take the brunt of the damage as you boom, land into the ground and you feel your back crack as you hit it. And right in your face is a totally fine and safe little puppy. As it's so worried for you, it starts licking your wounds on your back.
It's all right.
Thank goodness you had all that CBD for breakfast. You'd really be feeling that.
Yeah, I really would. 19 damage, that's it.
All right. You guys find yourselves in a much larger room with a lot of creepy and sinister surprises in it that we will talk about in the next episode.
Woo!
I can't believe we acquired a puppy friend.
Yes.
Havilar, how are you feeling?
You know, a little sore. It was, you know, a little bit of damage that fall, but thankfully I'm really, really fucking strong. So it was manageable.
I want to make it very clear. I rolled so poorly.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was the case. And I'm just overjoyed to have my new puppy friend, and I'm thinking about all of the names that I can name it. Should we have, like, a social media crowd decide the puppy's name?
Name it Bodie McBoatface, like the last puppy crowdsourcing name.
The rules are it has to be a good, cute name.
Mumps, how are you feeling?
Well, Mumps didn't get any gloves or cool gear or an animal friend and almost drowned. So he's pretty frustrated. And now he's here at the end of this place and there's no Durbin, I guess.
You haven't looked in the room yet. So who knows? Maybe Durbin's just waiting there for you. And the next episode's going to be 1 minute long. Celine, how about you?
Pretty good. I got these fancy new fucking gloves that are like my favorite color. So bring it on. Although I'm a little apprehensive after finding the bodies of furry creatures a couple of stories back.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see until episode 3. If you enjoyed what you heard, please check out all the other Roll For It places, structures with content. Please look for all the other Roll For It structures of content, like Roll For It Pod on YouTube, or join Durbin's Pack on Patreon, because we don't know how long it'll be there.
Ominous. What? Are you implying that you're going to rename things because you killed Durbin?
Yeah.
My puppy will replace Durbin.
Your puppy will replace Durbin?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Let's not put the puppy before the cart here, okay?
Thank you guys so much for listening, and have a great Thursday. Goodbye, my friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, this is DM Jake. Thanks so much for listening to the pod. We can't tell you how much we appreciate your support. If you want more adventures from these characters, we're continuing the story live each week on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/rollforitpod. Tune in to watch the cast take on levels 11 through 20 and interact with us as we play. You can catch sessions you might have missed on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rollforitpod.
See you there.